Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Right there. God, I think I slept through that storm last night.
Yeah, but you probably didn't get good sleep. Nobody did.
Yeah.
It was pretty spooky, and obviously we got lucky because there was a tornado touchdown in Minden.
Yeah, that's where the last one hit, right?
35 miles just northeast of downtown Omaha. Yeah, they got hit the last one.
Yeah, they got it. Someone died.
They're going through that deal where they're trying to fix it so they can have clean water. All that's happening, the rebuilding, and they got hit. So I don't know how much damage. They showed news and it just looked like some power lines down, but...
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Tornadoes down in Oklahoma, too, north of Tulsa.
Jeez.
But today's supposed to be good weather. Like, I think we're through it.
I think we are for the next couple of weeks, actually.
But I couldn't believe the size of that line of storms. It was the length and breadth of north to south of Nebraska.
Yeah,
it
was
long. I mean, it touched both borders.
And just cruised right on through.
And everybody's, you know, freaked out, so.
Yeah, when they were talking in 75-mile-an-hour winds coming, that's kind of scary, man. Yeah. I looked outside and all the patio furniture that's heavy is blown to the other side. I'm like, geez, it takes...
Oh, your patio furniture.
Yeah, it takes two of us to move one of those things. I'm like, God, that wind really got a hold of that thing. It's passes, so that's good. We're gonna get to what's trending though coming up in a couple minutes. Molly, what's going on?
Miss USA has resigned.
I saw that. Mental health, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that next. Hang on.
Channel 94.1 from the Barry Law Traffic Center.
It's a good drive for the early morning around the dance
floor. All we need is one moment. Or two. There ain't no angels here. I found one man and I've chosen you. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor. There ain't no angels here on the dance floor.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
So in a surprising twist, Miss USA yesterday announced that she is resigning from the title, citing mental health issues.
Did anyone know who she was? I mean,
it doesn't seem
like they have as high a profile. And this is why it's so important to have a runner-up. Remember, they always announce
the
runner-up.
I guess you're right. You never think of that.
And then you know who the winner is. You know, it's always a little bit confusing because the girl has to turn.
Okay.
Imagine getting that call.
So do we know who does she take the gig?
The runner-up? It's interesting. They haven't, I think this was just a drop news on last night. So I don't know if they've had time to
She's the 72nd Miss USA winner.
72nd, wow.
There she is.
Miss America. Do they pay her? They must give her a big
Yeah, they get
them
a stipend
check,
and
right?
stuff, and they go around doing things, and they've got, like, it's almost like being a first lady. Like, you got, you know, your pet causes and things like that.
They were sort of like the original influencer.
Okay. All right.
But I guess according to, like, the, you know, Miss USA pageant people, they're like, we respect and support her decision to step down from her duties. The well-being of our title holders is a top priority.
We never get to see the competition anymore. It seems like it used to be on TV.
They took it away.
I mean, so.
Yeah, I don't know why they took it away. Maybe viewership was at an all-time low. And maybe they can't sell it. I don't know. But you're right. It used to be on TV.
It was on TV somewhere, but I'm saying it used to be front and center.
Yeah. Wasn't it always supposed to be like it's a scholarship competition? You know what I mean? Like the idea that these were young women that were, they would ask them questions and get their opinions on things all while they're wearing a gown.
A beautiful dress.
Yes.
And they got rid of the swimsuit thing, I think, too.
Oh, did they? Maybe that's why the television.
We don't know.
I don't really know, actually.
We do not know.
They used to have to wear a swimsuit. They used to have to show.
Do the talent
a
show.
A talent.
Yeah, I'm not juggling.
And then they would ask them
dumb questions.
Geopolitical questions.
Yeah.
Like they would have asked, like, what should we do in Israel and Gaza right now? As she's in a bathing suit.
Well, I feel.
And we would judge them on the response. Like, oh, you didn't get that right. You're out.
How come they don't do that with a Mr. America? I mean,
maybe they do.
It's just not on our radar, I guess. Right.
Mr. USA. But isn't that probably, that's probably like a bodybuilder competition.
Yeah,
than like
that's what I thought.
Competition.
Isn't that doing a talent show?
No.
Look at me, I'm juggling.
I'm lifting a piano. They're like, okay, you oil up nice.
Oil up nice.
That's always the thing.
You're very oily. And tan.
Get oiled up, spray tanned.
It's funny because their body's always so darker. It's 1,000 times darker than their face.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
really
geez.
Off-putting, actually.
It is.
Almost as off-putting as the super tiny spandex, like, underoo Speedos that they wear.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, okay.
It's not flattery.
It's not at all.
It's not.
It's got its confidence.
And, you know,
there,
they used to always say that those guys did steroids and it shrank their thing. So it's like, well,
it
that looks kind of like you're leaning into the stereotype. You're all roped out. You got a tiny little package. You're super bronze. I think you're focusing on all the wrong muscles. There is a Mr. USA and there is a Mr. America.
And those are bodybuilders, right?
And they're all bodybuilders.
Okay. That's all right. So they don't have the...
Why hasn't that been changed? Go to the Mr. USA website, it says this is... The banner says this is what handsome looks like today.
Oh, I'm offended.
You're like, how dare you?
Are they greased up and... Oh, God.
My wife knows what handsome looks like. And it is not that guy. The launch of Boeing's first ever crewed Starliner mission was scrubbed yesterday, about 2 hours before takeoff. I mean, they already had, like, the astronauts in there.
Oh, they did?
Hours.
Okay.
They had to get them in there, like, so early.
And just
sit
there
and
wait
it out.
Yeah,
they basically just hang out. But there was, like, a buzz. So what the mission was scrubbed about 2 hours before the countdown because there was, like, a valve on the rocket. And so they were like, which is good.
Yeah, they started the live TV coverage. You can follow it on NASA's website. It started at like 6.
Did it really?
And it wasn't going to take off until close to 10.
Yeah. Yeah, they had it going for a while. So the launch,
what happens now?
There was like so it might be tonight.
Okay.
And if that window isn't met, then they have to wait till like May 10th or 11th. It's kind of crazy. Like, you know, it's not like you can go anytime. Like, there are certain corridors that they have to hit, certain windows that they've got to make. The weather's got to be cooperating, and obviously they can't have things like a leaky oxygen valve on the
rocket. They got to get this right, remember?
Yes.
There are people in it.
Yeah, people in it, and it's definitely, you know, something where they haven't – this will be the big thing for us to be able to get manned missions to the International Space Center
Station.
Thank you. On account of the fact that we've been having to hitch rides up until now. There is talk that the latest advancement in robotics is making machines more lifelike. There is this company in Texas that have developed a stretchy electronic skin that mimics how human flesh works.
Cool. Okay, that's pretty sweet.
Would it
ever
be something that they would put on us? Like, is there a skin replacement for humans?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
They probably would have, like, for, like, burn victims, you know?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
But anyway.
Right now, they just kind of graft. So they say this technology used in robots that would provide care to humans. So it's called e-skin.
So it'd be a little bit more, you know, we're not getting touched by a cold hand.
Exactly.
Metallic hand of a robot. It feels. Yes.
It feels human-like. Okay.
Yeah, it would be like.
Then we can put them in massage parlors.
Oh, no.
Finally, ooh. People, hey, it's a robot.
Hey.
You can get any kind of ending you want.
Whenever they.
But be careful, though, if that thing.
It's got PSI, the crushing strength.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know if I want. Don't ask the wrong
question. There might be some lawsuits.
So they got real skin-like. So whenever I get my nails done, the manicure, they always massage. And one thing that has changed since COVID is that they wear rubber gloves.
And they never did before.
I don't like the way it feels.
It sucks. I don't either, Molly. I hate it every time now.
Before, I bet you they love it.
Oh, yeah, I think they do.
Saves their skin.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If you really do work in one of those nail salons where it's like busy all the time, man, your hands have just got to be.
So what about the ones where they're doing your feet?
Same thing. It sucks.
But back in the day, they didn't even have gloves on and they were working with feet?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. They've got to be like, sweet, there's no going back from this.
Oh, they love it. They have to love it, you know. But yeah, it just that feeling of rubber. It's weird.
Should use gloves. How about the dentists?
They use gloves.
My dentist uses gloves.
Well, plenty of them gloves. Back in the day didn't.
They didn't at all. You're right. I don't even remember if you used gloves before.
It's relatively recent. And they are digging around in your mouth with their naked ass hands.
You're like, nope. No, thank you. Thank you. No. Yeah,
thank God for gloves. I mean, geez.
My hairstylist wears gloves.
Okay.
It started during COVID.
Yeah, it's all COVID thing.
They always wore gloves. Like, if you're getting hair color, they wear gloves. But it used to be that when they would go to wash your hair, you'd get, like, that nice scalp massage.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They do that whole thing. Now it's with gloves. It just, it's not relaxing. Like, there's something about that latex feel where you're like, nope.
That's why you want robot hands.
Uh-huh. I want robot hands.
Isn't it sad that I'll never feel that feeling again of my hair getting washed and massaged?
Maybe.
you brought back a memory that I love so much. Oh, did you hear me? I go,
they just hand you a sponge. You can take that to go.
And head hanky.
Give yourself a scrub.
That's my favorite thing. I would pay just to have.
Being touched is an awesome thing. I mean,
I would
regardless.
Pay just to have my hair washed. I would love to just like luxuriate.
Why don't you?
I don't know. It just seems like so unbelievably decadent.
Who cares?
I don't think they got gloves on when they give a. I guess I don't get many back massages. I haven't had one since COVID.
No, they don't.
That, they didn't.
They don't.
They don't do it because I had one recently, a massage, and they didn't. They didn't use gloves. You're right, and I'm glad because I don't think I would like it.
I mean, that's all about touch. Those back rubs just feel the best.
They're the.
I just think it's. I struggle receiving that comfort and joy from a stranger.
Do you really? Okay.
It's just like you feel right. Like you don't deserve it? What is it?
No, I just feel
just
like,
stranger touching.
It's just like, wow. I feel like I got to tip you $100.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I need a really, like, they'll be like, is this too hard? I'm like, you're never going to go too hard.
Oh, God. You should go to the girl I go to. She does it so hard. It's like.
They're just working you.
Yeah, I almost want to tell her to stop, but I don't want to sound like a puss.
And then when she's
know?
Done, I'm like, are we dating now?
She's like, we're married.
Yeah. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Channel 94.1 from the Barry Law Traffic Center.
The far right lane is blocked on a westbound Dodge approaching 90. That could be tied into the ongoing power outages in the area.
Nicki Minaj. All right. We're going to get to what's trending coming up in a couple of minutes. We're talking about using gloves because of COVID. And now I can't get the vision of being a younger kid as the dentist was That is always going to be a weird feeling, is having other people's fingers in my mouth.
Yes.
You know, it's just.
I'd have to go get my braces adjusted, like the orthodontist. And it was like a child, you know, a orthodontist factory. So, like, it was a row of beds. You didn't even have your own office.
He barely washed it.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, you'd go into the main room and there's like four kids in a row, like a conveyor belt. And I remember being on the line. And so the guy could just sit in his chair, in a swivel chair, and roll down.
Roll one at a time.
Work on one kid, go on the next. And I remember vividly him hitting the sink and just sink, just one motion, his hand going through the water. Like, that's not enough. You're just in another kid's mouth. And then he'd put his hands in my mouth. Like, hey, buddy. Hey, Jeff, how's your retainer doing?
That's another thing. Why do they always talk when you have their fingers in the mouth?
You got your hands in my mouth.
Just that feeling of them digging around. Oh, my God. You don't get the same experience from a head massage or a manicure or pedicure. But now I do feel bad that since you mentioned that, because I had said that now they use gloves. I guess I never thought about them doing it barehanded on those nasty ass feet we got.
And you're saying they don't?
They don't. They wear gloves now, but they didn't before.
I don't really remember them wearing gloves.
I don't either. But yeah, the massage is just great. I just wish they'd get back to no gloves again, but I don't blame them, right? I mean,
you're like, I want to go gloveless. You're like, okay, we're talking about feet still.
Tip extra?
Right?
Is that like the cleaner happy ending? Like, you know, bareback.
I want my feet.
Can I pay you extra to go gloves off?
Jeff, I would actually pay more. Maybe that's what I do next time. I just say, hey, can you do this without gloves?
She's like, I'm not. What? Seriously, just the way it sounds, all of it. Pay more. Don't want gloves. I mean,
He likes kangaroo care. He wants that skin to skin.
That's called kangaroo care? Oh, my God, I love it.
That's what they say with a baby, when they lay it on your tummy.
Okay, all right. I love it. That one time I was in Vegas, I did it, and there was one lady doing my feet, and the other lady was doing my hands at the same time. And I just remember, and I had a magazine on my lap, and I just remember a guy who was sitting there waiting for his wife. Gets up and walks over and turns the page for me. And he goes, I figured you need some help.
Wow.
You're like, I'm a sultan. Hanging out here.
I'm a sultan.
Decadent life.
I've never done that. So a spa in Vegas. I guess they're everywhere, right?
They're everywhere.
They probably have the best spas, some of the best in the world, right?
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
I don't know why I think they just wanted me out of there quickly, you know? Because there wasn't like there was a lot of customers in there. So I think they're just like, all right, he's getting a manicure and a pedicure. So I know this sounds so decadent, doesn't it? And then next you know, they're doing it at the same time. And I was like, this is awesome. No gloves. That was a no gloves situation, my friend.
They're like,
probably to get a mani and a pedi. I don't know, Molly, how much you paid, but I think it's something like $85 or something like that each. Something like that.
And then do you got a tip?
Yeah, then you tip on top of that.
What's the tip?
20%. We try to do the or more. You know, just kind of depends.
If they go gloveless.
Oh, they go gloveless. I'll do more.
A little something extra for you.
I'll do 25% if they do gloveless.
25%. Straight across the board.
Yep, you got to negotiate
Yes.
At the head.
Uh-huh. And then I should really freak out the masseuse if I ever go again. I should have them wear gloves. That'd be weird. Rubbing all over my thick skin.
Icky.
It does feel icky. Yeah. Jeff, you gotta get a mani or pedi one of these days. It might change the way you do things. I don't know why. It's just a pampering thing. And that's Wileen and I's love language. That's what we do.
Cuticle care.
There you go.
Cuticle care. That's our love language. Cuticle care. Get those paws managed.
Yeah, I think I might be going this week, actually. Thanks for the reminder.
It's been a while since you talked about having had it done. I mean, maybe you're just not sharing with us.
I'm just not sharing with you.
Usually you're pretty good about letting us know when you're, when you're getting...
Well, I remember being at Sandals with you, Molly, and this is pre-Wylene, and you looking down at my toes, and there are daggers. They're like dinosaur nails.
Uh-huh.
And you went, party! Oh, my God. It was that gross. Now you can't say that.
Now I have beautiful feet, and there's nothing you can say about it.
You're his fingers are ridiculous.
They are. They are. The first
but when
time
you don't go, they get quickly clackety.
Yeah, they get long, and I don't chew, and I have clipped them myself. So now I go 1 week, or whenever we do it, one time I'll do the manicure, and then I'll skip the pedicure, because when Wylene gets it both done at the same time, and then I'll
handle all those trips.
It's fun.
Well, like, what else? I mean, it's the weekend.
It's
you know,
the weekend, yeah.
It's like something. Yeah. I get it.
Doing like 25, 30 minutes, you know, a lot of rubbing and tugging.
Molly, does your husband do this stuff?
No.
God, no, he's a man.
Are you nuts? Crazy? He's got like a dot. What's those things called?
Dot kit.
Yeah, that's
Oh, dot
that's
kit.
Him.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, he is like a... clip his own nails.
You don't own a dump kit that's got, you know, like shaving stuff.
Oh, I don't.
It's got the little clippers, the tweezers.
And I think he's like methodical where it's like, I think two nail clips means it's time for a haircut.
Okay.
All right.
Like it's like one of those things.
Makes sense.
So it's just, it's funny because we had just had a conversation because apparently one of the kids made off with, quote, the good clippers.
Oh, really?
They cut your own hair? No. We have like a bunch of different nail clippers. You know, you've
okay.
got like the bigger one for the toenails and then like the other. And we've got a couple fingernail clippers, but apparently he has like, there's like the good pair.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Well, I didn't know.
The big ones for the toes. Yeah.
Otherwise, you spend the first half of your life getting ingrown. You know,
yes.
Yeah. They're just ragged or it doesn't cut all the way.
Yeah.
You cut.
It just kind of perforates. It doesn't actually clip. So he had a whole, I mean, apparently, like, this was news to me.
Okay.
Like, he's like, have you done something with the good nail clippers? I was like, I went into the bathroom. I was like, the nail clippers are right here. He's like, no.
The good ones. We're going to get to what's trending coming up. I love this conversation. Maybe I'll bring it back.
Toxic workplaces. There is new evidence that it is affecting people sticking around for their jobs.
All right.
Channel 94.1 from the Barry Law Traffic Center.
We're still seeing the far right.